This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging on Davin's Den. Last segment of the evening, a little scamming scammer, so I'll cue that music, and then we will get into it, find out what's going on with fake Davin and real Michelle the scammer. Here we go.
Real Michelle.
Should tune in. All right, let's recap the audience on what happened last week. So last week, you know, fake Davin's in a hospital, paralyzed from the waist down, and Michelle wants fake Davin to write her leave to go home again. We're doing this again to her commander. Unfortunately, she forgot who the hell she was, and she forgot what her name was. She's part of the Winger the band Winger, and Joe is all into her. Want to know if he could get her digits because Joe's a big Winger fan. So fake Davin realized that something was wrong, and realized that Michelle had been captured by the enemy, the terrorist.
That's right.
And he threatened to crawl to wherever the hell she is, Syria. Wherever, Yemen, who knows where she is this week, and kill them.
Yeah, we don't know which one she's in anymore.
Right. So that's where we left off. So let's pick it up on January 20th, 2021. So Michelle writes, now the last thing I wrote to her is, this was on January 18th, just to recap. That is exactly what terrorist scum would say. My woman is too smart to make such a stupid fucking mistake, but you are an idiot, and when I am done with you, you'll be blowing yaks from drachmas, motherfuckers. That was the last thing I wrote.
Yes.
She takes a day off to rethink and comes back.
But the blowing yaks was too much for her?
It's not for everybody, dear. Comes back on January 20th. Hi, sweet. How are you doing, my love?
What?
That's what she said.
Oh my god.
I go, how do I know it's you and not the terrorist scum I was dealing with? She goes, honey, how do you want me to prove it to you, sweetie? I go, yes. She goes, what do you mean by yes? I go, prove that you are Michelle and not some moronic terrorist scammer scum.
I like moronic. You don't even give him the common courtesy of being a regular scammer. You're a moronic scammer.
Well, I mean, I think her record would indicate that that's accurate, Joe.
It's not a new low.
No. I go to your command room and have a video chat with me. I will have a nurse bring me a computer.
Oh, God, right.
I'll have a nurse bring me a computer. This is so matter of fact. I'll have a nurse bring me a computer.
Well, I can't get it myself, and I'm in a hospital. She goes, sweetie, is that what you want? I go, yes. She goes, honey, but you know that I'm not using cell phone here because it's not allowed here because of security reasons. I go to command room and use one of those computers. Like you could just dial out for a video chat from one of the command center.
Or like in your situation where the nurse can run to the nurse's stand and grab a fucking MacBook and run.
You know what, Joe? In my defense, the computer very well could be in the room just out of reach. I can't walk, you insensitive prick. Michelle goes, honey, but you know that we don't have access to our commander's room. I go, no, the command room, where you often speak with me. She goes, do you mean monitoring room? I go, yes. She goes, honey, what if our commander caught me making call with you? What will happen? Would you like me to be in trouble? I go, well, I guess it's a risk we'll need to take. She goes, honey, if it is what will make you happy, I will take the risk and call you whenever I have the opportunity to do that. So what do you think of this, kids?
She's backpedaling. Guys, I'll be right back. My phone is about to die. I'll be right back.
All right.
I think it's really funny that she's all of a sudden, she's being like, oh, whatever you want, dear. It's like, I get whiplash from her mood.
But do you think we're going to get this video chat?
I'm not holding out tremendous hope. There's going to be an excuse.
Never going to happen.
I don't think so.
But she's acquiescing.
I know, but she's leading up to it, and then she's going to come up with some excuse why it can't happen.
That often does happen. I feel like this. Yeah. I feel like this is the first time this fake Davin has asked her for a video chat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Usually I try to get that a lot sooner. All right.
Yeah, no, when she was like, well, what can I do to prove it? I thought you were going to ask for a boob shot. I really did.
Anybody could get a boob shot. Just get him where I got the dick pics. You can find it. I go, I feel at this point it's necessary. I look forward to the call. Just let me know ahead of time so a nurse can give me a computer. She goes.
Lisa says, computer, stat.
Yes. Aid, bring me an apple. No, no, not a Macintosh apple.
No, a regular Macintosh.
A golden delicious. I want food. Anyway. She goes, honey, you know that is risk that you want me to take. Then I will do it when I have the opportunity. When I have the chance, I mean, when I'm alone in the monitoring room. All right, they got to get their shit together. Apparently the chick's not on hand.
Yeah, right.
I go, okay. I need to know, and then we can continue forward. She goes, okay, love, I promise to do that when I have the chance, okay? I go, okay. I think we can tell by my last interaction and this interaction, I've had enough of this shit.
Yeah.
I think, to tell you the truth, I think she has too.
I don't know, Joe. I don't know.
I'm so done with this guy.
So we go to January 22nd. She goes, honey, how are you doing? I'm missing you so much, sweetie. I go, hello. She goes, how are you, sweetie? I go, I'm fine. She goes, honey, you forgot me because of a small mistake. I go, I've not forgotten, Michelle. A person does not forget their name. I don't know who you are, but I need to see Michelle.
Yes, yes, because, yes, no one forgets their name.
Yes. She goes, honey, how can I prove to you that it is me, Michelle? I go, Michelle and I discussed this. Bother me no more until you prove my Michelle is alive and well.
Ooh. Call her bluff.
She goes, what will I do, sweetie? I go, Michelle knows what to do. Bring her forth, you wretch! What?
Oh, no. I think all that time lying in bed has turned you Shakespearean.
That's a little bit, a little bit. It's not always meatloaf, my dear. Or winger. She go, honey, is me Michelle? I go, that's exactly what a terrorist or scammer would say. Do you take me as a fool, you vile beast?
Oh my God, but a terrorist or a scammer.
Don't forget vile beast.
Oh, no, I never forget vile beast. I hear it all the time.
She goes, I take risk and call you video to prove to you that I'm Michelle and I'm still alive. Uh-oh. I go, yes, produce my woman, or I will come to Africa and rip out your heart and feed it to you. Show Michelle!
What the hell is that? I like it. You're putting the pressure on.
So then...
It's your version. It's fake Davin's version of, where's my gift card? Where's my gift card? Where's my gift card?
Yes. Yeah, right? Yes, it is. So then, I get an invite to a video call.
No.
I do.
You get an invite to a what?
A video call.
Oh, video call. I thought you said a medium call. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Selling his fortune.
Pip did not think this moment would come.
No.
Joe, are you surprised that this moment has come?
Yeah, and the fact that she still feels there's enough to reel you in where she's going to go for a video call so there'll be a proof of life.
I don't pick it up. Then she does it again. She does it two times. I go, sweet. She goes, sweetie, why are you not picking my call? I go, now I know you're not Michelle. Michelle knows she needs to tell me ahead of time when she was video calling so I could get a computer from the nurse.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but I'm surprised you're doing that. You're being a little technical, because usually a video call, you jump at the chance to get that.
Yeah, but I wasn't set up, Joe. Joe, I wasn't set up. I had to have all the recording equipment set up. I'm not just on standby for video calls.
That's true, yeah. Nurse not being ready yet. Same shit. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good, that's a really good excuse.
Yeah. Thank God I was paralyzed.
Very convenient for our show.
Count your blessings, yeah.
Count your blessings, oh God.
She goes, honey, when will you get the computer from the nurse? I go, you produce Michelle if I get the computer? She goes, okay, love. I go, fine. Give me 15 minutes. I'll have them bring me computer and wheel me to the lounge. I will call you.
Nice.
She goes, get the computer now because I'm about to go back to my duty post. I go, give me 15 minutes. She goes, okay, love, I'm waiting. I go, okay. She goes, sweetie, I'm going back to my duty post. I go, hold on. They've gotten it for me. They're setting it up. 1 minute. Apparently, I'm like banging on buttons trying to get everything just
right,
so.
Yeah.
It's like, could you give the paralyzed guy 2 minutes to get there?
Yeah, seriously.
Jeez.
A little fucking patience.
Hey, I got a question for you. If you're going to do a video chat, you need to look like you're in the hospital or laid up or fucked up or something like that, right?
You know, Joe, that's what an average man would think. I'm just going to block my camera.
Ah, okay. I thought it was going to be the old blanket across the lap trick.
That's very good, too. But, you know, I didn't remember. I was at the other place where I had, like, games and equipment behind me.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah, really. It's like, what the heck kind of hospital are you in?
Right. Well, you know, home care. No, I'm just going to block out
the shit behind you. A fun one.
She goes, okay, love. And then I hook her up. Then I try to reach out to her for a video call. She didn't pick up. She goes, honey, our command...
It's playing hard to get.
No, not really.
Yeah, really.
Not really. She tried twice. I didn't pick up. She goes, honey, our commander's...
It's playing hard to connect.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
She goes, honey, our commander's here with me. Are preparing for patrol. Give me a minute. They got to get their shit together, too.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
I go, okay. Tell me when I can call.
I got to stop you. The commander, the guy that's going to feed her lines.
I hope he's in uniform.
Very good point.
Hope he's in uniform.
Yeah.
I go, okay, tell me when I can call. I don't have long with this computer. It's not mine. And then she hits me up for a video call. And
hold on. I'm sorry. It's not mine. They're going to need us to do an EKG in about 5 minutes, so I can't find
the It's the thing that powers...
EKG.
It's the thing that powers up the paddles when somebody codes.
He says he has a heart attack. We're going to, you know, we got to get the thing in there in five, all right? So chop, chop.
So here's what, I recorded the video call, and I recorded the video. So here's what I saw. I saw a picture of the girl who they're pretending to be. That's what I saw. But there was really no audio on that one. And then she goes, honey, why are you hiding your face? Everywhere was dark. And that goes back to me covering up the camera. I know I'm not going to see you, so you don't get to see me.
Right.
That's right. That's right. And you don't get to take video of me and then use it to scam other people.
Right. She goes, why are you hiding your face? I go, I am not. That was not a video call. That was a picture, and you said nothing. As I suspected, you can't produce Michelle. Where is she?
you know what you must have looked like? You must have looked like Billy Idol in the Eyes Without a Face video. You remember? Eyes without a face.
No, I just put a piece of paper over the computer. It was booking. She goes, you are not serious. I can see that you are a fake.
Oh, all the nerve. Why, you bitch. If we were doing a scamming show, I'd tell you to go fuck yourself.
Absolutely.
How do you think? What do I do? What's my move from there? What do I do?
That's exactly what a terrorist would say.
Okay, very good. What do you say, Joe?
I would agree with that.
I go, no, do not turn this into onto me. Where is she? What have you done with her?
Yeah.
Keep the charade going. All right, that's good.
And then we have another video call. and I will play the audio of that video call.
Hello?
Okay, what we heard, I don't know how well you guys could hear Joe and Pip, but
not very well, but it sounds like a man's voice.
Yes, it sounded like two men speaking African.
Yes, it did.
And I only saw a curtain at the end. So I did not see my Michelle. The balls of these guys. After almost a year in, they don't even produce a woman to fool me.
Yeah, you know, could you at least give a shit?
Yeah.
Could you at least give a shit?
A little tiny bit.
If it's us mocking them or a poor person getting scammed, could you at least give a shit?
Yeah.
If you're going to go to all this trouble, could you at least try a little bit? I mean, even if you had to go into a store and point the camera at some woman behind the counter, you can't find a female?
I don't understand what their end game was. Like, after the picture thing didn't work, what are they trying to do? And do they not know I can hear them?
It seems like they didn't. I mean, it almost sounded a bit like French, but I don't speak French, but I don't know what language that was. But, and with the difficulty in hearing, I was like, wait a minute, are they Haitian? Like, where is this?
No, it sounded very African-y to me.
Okay.
So how do you think
you got to remember something when we actually speak to the scammers. They're stupid. They're not the brightest lot.
Well, some are. Some are smart.
There also are countries in Africa, I believe, that speak French.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, because they were colonized.
Yes.
And even though that you're saying some are, not these two dopes.
No. No.
Yeah.
So how does fake Davin handle this?
Oh, he's going to flip his shit because he's going to be like, terrorist voices.
Joe?
Oh, absolutely. You know, two voices and I'm not hearing you. Who are you?
Where's my Michelle?
Who captured my Michelle? Yeah.
What have you done with her, you bastards?
The interesting thing with this tact is this fake Davin doesn't realize he's been scammed, still believes there's a Michelle. So they still have hope. They still have hope that they can continue the charade if they could just get their shit together.
Well, really. I mean, the whole context is you're not the brightest fucking light in the fucking shed either. You know, so it's versus dope. But, however, they kind of fell into your whole scenario that she got captured. So to prove you're not captured, what do? You send in two people, two men talking.
So I go, as I suspected, you camp producer, unfortunate for you, I have contacts near your location, and justice will be swift. Vengeance for Michelle shall be mine!
Yes, Lord.
Oh, crap, yeah. Yes.
If you harmed one hair on that sweet girl's head, I'll have my men cut off your balls and let the village children play football with them.
Wow, those balls were inflated just like Tom Brady's.
Really. could you give us bigger balls? We're trying to kick these things. is there no Dick's Sporting Goods near you?
So what? How do you think she? How do you think she responds?
But this is me.
Okay.
I guess so that was my commander trying to help me.
Oh, very good.
Good.
She goes, "Go, you are fake. I'm the problem here."
I'm the asshole here.
Yeah, really.
I go, do not sleep with both eyes closed. What you've done to her will not go unpunished. You think you can harm my fiance? You think that goes unpunished?
Good, fuck them. Stand your ground. Good boy.
Yes.
So Friday, January 29th, I go, hey, are you there? No, I get no response. July 17th, 2021. She goes, hello, my love.
Out of nowhere are the balls on this chick.
I go, who is this? July 19th, I go, hello? July 24th, I go, you come and vanish? What's up with that, Michelle? August 23rd, 2021, I go, it would seem you have moved on from us. Am I correct? And Thursday, March 10th of this year, I wrote with a hi, and that was the end of Michelle.
Wow.
So.
They screwed it up. They screwed the pooch so bad.
Well, I kind of forced their hand. I had had enough of this shit.
I know. But it's like they screwed up this video call so badly.
They did. But I mean, you could tell from the week before I'd had enough. I think we could have kept it going if I didn't push the envelope.
Do you think they could have kept it going?
As long as I play stupid, yeah. I mean, I could have done more shenanigans with the letter to the commander. They didn't respond the first time. What makes me think
right? So I'm thinking, like I said, you know, basically you're going through the timeline, and enough time has gone by, and you hear the transaction after you. So maybe they decided, you want to know something? Maybe it's not worth the time proving that, you know, Michelle is real.
I think. They must have thought I was on to them with the whole fake thing.
Yeah. The fact that they just, like, went, oh, you're the fake guy, like, trying to, like, blame you.
I like, it's like almost like they're hurt. How could you lie to me?
you hurt my feelings.
They might have screwed up with having those two guys on there, you calling them out on it, and you know what? It's like, let's just cut bait.
Well, no. Well, Joe, they screwed up days earlier when they didn't remember their name.
Yeah. Look, yeah. It's not review time to give them a raise. They're assholes, you know. But I'm saying that was the last nail in the coffin.
I think they looked at it and go, God damn, we invested almost a year in it. And if they have any intelligence, go, wow, we really fucked up. We tried to make it better. We made it worse. We just,
yeah,
you know, we'll find some other. They probably figure, you know, they're probably kicking themselves. Now, they never got the Davin's Den Scammy Scammers logo, but they might think that this guy, fake Davin, is a rube, but they realize that they didn't play it right. There are mistakes, and they can't own up to that, so they're just going to call me a fake.
Just move on.
I don't understand the months later they reach out to me and then don't respond.
That is really peculiar. And it could very well be that you were sold at that point.
Yeah.
So the person either
sold or he had a list of marks and somebody did X you off and they rang up and was like, oh shit, him. Yeah, all right, bail.
Yeah. Probably another stupid mistake.
Yeah, maybe they butt-dialed you by accident or something like that.
But this one. Well, if we count her reaching out to me in July, this one went on for almost a year and a half.
That's incredible. I mean, and all the twists and turns, and they were just like, okay, let's throw the kitchen sink into this one. They just tried and did badly on all counts. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done. I mean, that really was a bumpy ride, but funny. And, you know, and every time they try to throw something at you, you're ready for it. You wasted a colossal amount of the scammer's time.
And resources. Yay. And resources, because they pay for airtime.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really great, because they really just really worked hard on it. They screwed up every single approach.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I will. That was one of my favorites. That Michelle.
Yeah,
that was good. That was really good. And you know, the best part was each week, you never knew which kind of Michelle you were going to get.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, are we going to get, you know, like a lot of times, are we going to get a loved one or one that's pissed off at me for some reason?
Yeah, because I never knew what was coming. I was on the edge of my seat. Which kind of, are you going to get lovey-dovey, sexy girl? You're going to get bitch face? You're going to get yelled at? You're going to get told that you don't do enough? You, and ungrateful?
You know what?
Oh, it, wow.
It sounds like every time I pulled into my driveway at my old house.
All right.
Starring Joe's ex-wife.
Let's thank some folks. Like to thank Sensei Fredico for his continued support. I look forward to seeing Russ on Christmas Day, spending time with him and his family. And we look forward to having Russ in studio with us on Tuesday. So thank you, Sensei.
Excellent.
Right. Portobello is Burton County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that is your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress, they'll be there. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what do we have coming up now?
January 20th, Johnny Watson,
great
your headliner.
Show. And Johnny Watson, yeah, our pal Johnny's going to be there. It's going to be a great night. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve a great night out, and you deserve Portobello.
I'd like to wish Joe and Pip a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And, thank you, you and the family.
Thank
Happy
you.
Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I'd like to wish our listeners a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy, well, we're going to see you next week. But a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. Hope you guys have a lovely holiday season and get to spend it with the folks that are most important to you. We are glad we get to do this with you for sure. All right.
Yes.
Joe is out next week, so we'll see Joe in 2023.
I'll be with the family, but I'll be looking forward to everybody seeing the first week in January.
Yes,
as
sir.
We start, I believe, our 13th year. So,
wow.
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Wow.
And we'll have a brand new scammer to deal with.
Wow, yeah.
The hits just keep on coming, kids. But, yeah, it's been fun. We will see you guys next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.